愿大家平安。
Peace be with you.
好，请我们低头来默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿门。奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始早上的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our morning service.
唱诗351首。
Let's sing hymn 351.
换一首哈，不能唱过。354。
Let's sing 354 instead. standing and bow our heads in prayer.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
主啊，照你的应许，我们辛苦工作六天，今天要在你的祝福之下来享受安息。
Our Lord, according to your promise, after 6 days of labor, we have gathered here today to worship you in this day of blessing.
主耶稣，求你除掉我们心灵上所有的重担。
Lord, please take away the burdens in our heart.
我们愿将我们心灵一切的忧虑都交托给你。
We entrust all our worries to your hands.
因为你应许，你照顾天上的飞鸟，野地的百合，在你的眼中，你比我们是何等的贵重。
You said that you take care of the birds in the sky and the lilies in the fields. How much more would you take care of us?
所以主啊，你也会看顾我们。
And Lord, you surely will watch over us.
主啊，我们常常对你缺乏信心。
But we lack faith in you.
以至于我们劳苦担重担。
And often we take many burdens upon ourselves.
求主你加添我们信心。
May you add to our faith.
让我们来到你面前，把我们的担子交托给你。
So that as we come before you, we can...give all our burdens and labor to you.
你里面的安息。
And to enjoy the rest that is in you.
主，愿你的平安喜乐充满在我们当中。
May your peace and joy fill our hearts.
让我们在你的里头能够觉得我们在这里正好。
So that we can say it is good to be here, to be in you.
让我们每一个礼拜六都成为最享受的一天。
And that every Saturday becomes the most enjoyable day of the week.
主，我们愿你的名得到荣耀。
Lord, may your name be glorified.
你坐在至高之处。
You sit in the highest throne.
你的荣耀充满天国。
Your glory fills the heaven.
愿你的荣耀充满地上。
And may your glory also fills the earth.
求主悦纳我们的祷告。
May you accept this prayer.
与我们同在。
And be with us.
带领我们的聚会。
Guide our service and worship.
Hallelujah.Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们请来看马太福音第五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
第一节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 1.
马太福音第五章的第一节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 1.
耶稣看见许多人，就上了山，既然已经坐下，门徒到他的跟前来。第二节
，two，
他就开口教训他们说，在这里讲，第五章开始第一次主耶稣在正道。
Matthew chapter 5 records the first sermon of Jesus Christ。
那从第三节一直到十二节，我们可以看到主耶稣所提到的八福。
And in verses 3 to 12, he talks about the Beatitudes, eight blessings.
所以主耶稣来到世界上就是要带给我们福气。
Jesus Christ came to earth to bring us blessings.
而且主耶稣所带给我们的福气跟我们世上所说的福气不太一样。
And the blessing that he gives is different from the blessings of the world.
在箴言里面说，神所赐给我们的福是富足不加上忧虑。
The book of Proverbs says that the blessing from God does not carry with it any worries.
我们在世界上所说的福气都带有忧虑。
The blessings of the world all have a sense of worry.
长寿是福气吗？
Is it a blessing to have a long life?
但是这个里面有很多的忧虑。
But with a long life comes many worries.
富贵富有是一种福气吗？
Is it a blessing to be wealthy?
但是富有有很多的忧虑。
Wealth has many worries.
我们再看啊，所谓孩子多是一种福气吗？
Or is it a blessing to have many children?
哦，但是孩子多也有很多的忧虑。
Many children also give you many worries.
哦，所以世界上我们所说的福气里面都有忧虑。
All the so-called blessings of the world have an element of worry in them.
那我们先来看这个八福到底是什么。
So let's look at what are these eight blessings of Jesus Christ.
第三节最后一句话，天国是他们的。
Verse 3 says, For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
神要赐给我们从天上来的国度。
God will give us the kingdom of heaven from above.
这不是地上的。
This is not like any kingdom on earth.
天代表神，是从神来的国度。
Heaven belongs to God, and the kingdom belongs to him.
第四节最后。
Verse 4.
他们要得安慰。
For they will be comforted.
我们如果心灵忧伤，
If we mourn and are saddened,
劳苦愁烦,
if we labor and are tired,
神要让我们得到安慰,
God will comfort us.
这个安慰很有力量,
and this comfort will give us strength.
而且是完全的,
and it is complete and perfect.
这是一种福气,
and it is a blessing.
六节,
verse 5,
下面一句, 要承受地土,
they will inherit the earth.
地土是富足的一种表现。
To inherit, or the earth means you inherit some wealth and abundance.
但是这里讲的地土是指的属灵的一块产业。
But this inheritance is a spiritual inheritance.
是在我们心里面的。
It is inheritance of a heart.
信仰是要叫我们富足。
Our faith will give us abundance, a blessing.
是叫我们心灵富足。
And this abundance is in our heart.
那心灵富足，我们就得到很多的自由。
And when our heart is filled with blessings, then we are free.
因为世界很多的自由其实是一种捆绑。
Many of the so-called freedom on earth actually binds us.
但是信仰的富足，我们就得到自由。
But when we inherit spiritual blessings, then we are freed.
很多事情你不是不可以做，而是你不需要做。
And you can do anything, but you don't need to do any of those things.
不可以做是一种捆绑。
It is not free if you cannot do anything.
但是不需要做是一种释放，是一种自由。
But if you can, but you don't feel like you need to, then that is a freedom.
所以信仰的追求到最后，我们会觉得这不是束缚，这是一种释放，是一种自由。
Our faith in God does not bind us, but rather it frees us.
所以信主的人是真自由的。
And those who believe in God have true freedom.
因为他很丰盛,
because,
有一块土地在他的内心。
Because they have already inherited the earth and everything in their heart.
那第六节最后他们要得饱足。
Verse 6, for they will be filled.
就是我们的心灵上要得到满足。
Our heart will be satisfied.
这是很大的福气跟恩典。
It is a great blessing.
我们再看第七节
，verse 7，
他们必蒙怜恤
，for they will be shown mercy。
我们的信仰就是要带给我们怜恤。
Our faith in God will bring us mercy。
所以这个怜恤不是人对我们的怜恤，是神的怜悯照顾。
This is not a mercy from other people, but rather from God。
我们人很有限。
Because human beings can do very little.
但是神是无限的。
But God can do all things.
所以得到神的怜悯，我们很多的问题都会得到解决。
And as long as God shows us his mercy, then all our problem can be solved.
神的每一句话都是一个应许。
Every word of God is a promise.
记载在圣经里面。
And they are recorded in the Bible.
对我们来讲都是肯定的。
And all of these words are true.
只要我们有信心向神恳求，神怜悯我们，那一句话就会实现。
And when we have faith in God and we plead with Him, and He will show us mercy.
所以一生我们只要抓住主耶稣应许的几句话，我们的恩典就用不完。
And as long as we hold on to God's promises, then His mercy is infinite for us.
所以我们的安全感是出于神对我们的应许。
Our sense of security in this world comes from the promise of God.
而不是世界上的任何什么条件。
Not from any other things in the world.
那这个神的应许是借着我们的信心来承受的。
God's promise is fulfilled and received by our faith.
所以这里说要得蒙怜恤。
And so a blessing here is that we will be shown mercy.
第八节。
Verse 8.
最后一句话。 他们要得见神。
For they will see God.
啊，信仰的最高境界就是看到神。
The highest level of our faith is to see God.
这个是人世间最满足、最喜乐啊，没有办法形容的一种体验。
That is the most satisfying experience in the world.
要见到神。
To see God.
啊，这个是人世间没有的。
There's nothing like him in the world.
而且见到神会带给人一种属灵的更新变化。
And when we see God, our hearts will be renewed and transformed.
使我们见见了神的形象。
So that we will take upon his likeness.
所以人世间问题的答案其实很简单。
And there's one solution to all problems in the world.
主耶稣就是问题的答案。
That is Jesus Christ.
要通过他让我们见到神。
Through him we can see God.
所以这个确实是一种很大的福气。
And this is a great blessing.
所以信仰本身是不需要条件的。
There is no other criteria we need in faith.
不需要世上的条件。
We do not need to have any prerequisites.
因为神接纳我们每一个人。
Because God accepts every one of us as we are.
不管我们是什么种族。
No matter what race you are.
不管我们有什么社会地位。
Regardless of your social status.
神都接纳我们。
God will accept you.
那再下面一个第九节
Verse 9,
他们要成为神的儿子
They will be called sons of God
最尊贵的人是谁
Who are the most precious and revered
神的儿子
The sons of God
因为神要称他为义
God will call them righteous
这是一种权柄一个 right
And it is, he will give us many rights
这是一种福分
It is a blessing
因为儿子要承受父亲的产业
Because children will inherit from their father
我们是卑微的人
We were lowly
但是我们要承受天父为我们预备的产业
But we will inherit what God has prepared for us
那个福气在地上也是在天上
And this inheritance is both on earth and in heaven
最后一幅
The last blessing
就是第十节
Verse 10
为义受逼迫的有福了因为天国是他们的
Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness For theirs is the kingdom of heaven
我们仔细看这个第十节跟第三节得的福气是一样
Yes, blessing is the same as in verse 3
就是天国是他们的
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven
但是我们发现第十节跟第三节的条件不一样
But the prerequisite in these two verses are different
所以这个第三节是信仰的入门这个第十节是信仰的结束
Verse 3 talks about the beginning of faith Verse 10 is the conclusion of our faith
一个人信仰要入门第一个条件就是虚心
In order to begin our faith we must first be poor in spirit
这个虚心就是心灵贫穷
To have to feel there's lack in our heart.
不一定是物质的贫穷。
Not necessarily. It doesn't mean to be poor in material possessions.
但是物质的贫穷比较容易造成人心灵的贫穷。
Often when we're poor in material, we are also poor in spirit.
但是如果物质富足，在神的恩典下，我们心灵也贫穷，我们还是可以得到神的国。
It will be, we are also blessed if we have many possessions, but still are poor in spirit to pursue God.
但是很可惜的，现在的人啊，因为富足而觉得心里不需要神。
But many people today in their abundance feel that they do not need God.
所以他们没有办法得到神的国。
And therefore they cannot receive the kingdom of heaven.
所以有时候我们人的危机就是转机。
And so, crisis is a chance to turn around.
因为我们确实看到很多人啊，生活很丰富，他根本就不会想到神。
When people have a lot, they do not think of God.
我记得有一个弟兄啊，他有一段事业做得相当不错。
And I know a brother for a period of his life, he had done well in business.
然后在他的住的同样一个地区里面，也有一户信徒啊，常常跟他传道的呀。他听不下去。
And there was one of his neighbor who was our church member tried to preach to him, and he did not want to believe.
因为 他职业做得不错，身体也很健康。
Because he had good health and he had he was doing well financially.
他有两个孩子。
He had two children.
所以放假就是郊游到处去玩吃管制度假。
And they took family vacations and enjoyed nice meals in restaurants.
那个时候他不会觉得需要神。
So at that time he did not feel like he needed God.
后来他信仰发生不他的婚姻发生问题。
But then there was problems in his marriage.
他非常的痛苦。
He suffered.
他的这个保险呢，就付他去看很多心理医生。
And his insurance company paid for many sessions with the psychiatrist.
那每一次看完他更痛苦，因为这个心理医生就是要把他的痛苦要挖出来。
But after every session, he felt worse because the doctor tried to dig up all his pains.
所以他觉得这个不是他走的道路。
So he felt that is not what he should be doing.
那后来这个信徒在传福音给他。
So this our member preached to him again.
他就来到教会了。
Then he came to church.
那以后得到圣灵。
And later he received the Holy Spirit.
从神得到很大的安慰。
And God comforted him.
所以这个信徒在得到神的恩典是因为危机。
So this member came to believe because in time of crisis.
我们当中有很多人也是一样。
And same with many of us.
我们遇到困难，常常是信仰一个转机。
Yes, if when we encounter trouble, it is the time to grow our faith.
所以生活有时候太顺利啊，你说要祷告跪这么久，这个好像乏贵。
When we live a comfortable life, it is difficult to kneel down to pray for a long time.
那进食祷告更难。
Not to mention to fast and pray.
因为我们觉得没有需要。
Because if we do not feel the need to.
但是有一天我们遇到困难。
But when we encounter trouble.
我没有路可以走。
There's nowhere else to turn.
那个时候我们开始抬头望天。
Then we will lift our eyes and look to the heavens.
开始向神恳求。
We will plead with God.
忽然间我们发现我们信仰往上提升。
Then our faith will be risen higher.
所以有时候生活遇到困难不一定是不好。
So it is not necessarily bad to have trouble in our life.
因为这会带给我们虚心。
Because this will make us poor in spirit.
然后带给我们真的进到神的国度里面。
And when we're poor in spirit, we can enter the kingdom of heaven.
来享受信仰的丰盛，信仰的美好。
And to enjoy the blessings and abundance.
所以，人要得到神的国，第一个条件就是要虚心。
So in order to inherit the kingdom of heaven, we must first be poor in spirit.
使徒行传里面记载一个安提阿伯的太监。
In the book of Acts, it tells us about a eunuch in Ethiopia.
他是总管银库的，好像财政部长。
And he was the chief treasurer.
但是这个安提阿伯的太监Ethiopia, 在现在等于是北非。
And Ethiopia is in North Africa.
那这个安提阿伯的太监就到耶路撒冷去那里追求道理。
And he came to Jerusalem to seek the truth.
好，我们看第八章《使徒行传》第八章。
Let's read Acts chapter 8.
第八章的二十七节。
Acts chapter 8, verse 27.
说腓力就起身，不料在埃提阿伯人是有大权的太监。在埃提阿伯女王甘大基的手下总管银库，他们上耶路撒冷去礼拜。我们看这个安提阿伯太监到耶路撒冷去礼拜。
This eunuch went to Jerusalem to worship.
那从这个伊索皮亚到耶路撒冷坐马车，这很辛苦的。
It is a difficult journey to travel from Ethiopia to Jerusalem.
比方说，我们现在到洛杉矶去。
Imagine if you're going to Los Angeles.
如果你开车
if you drive,
六七个小时就到了
you get there in six, seven hours.
但是如果你坐马车
but if you ride on a horse carriage,
摇摇摆摆一两天才会到
you have to endure the journey for one or two days.
那这个人虽然很有权势
even though this man has many, great power,
但是他心灵很渴慕神
but he was poor in spirit.
所以他到耶路撒冷去求道。
So he went to Jerusalem to seek the truth.
那他有这个渴慕的心。
And he had this heart that is poor in spirit.
那神就要赐给他天国。
And God will give him the kingdom of heaven.
怎么赐给他呢？
How?
就安排这个腓力，从耶路撒冷从安排腓力到这个旷野去。
God commanded Philip to go.From Jerusalem to the desert.
那在第八章第五节腓力到撒玛利亚做圣工，很有果效。
And Acts chapter 8 verse 5, it says that Philip was doing a lot of work for God in Samaria.
神迹奇事显明,
he performed many miracles.
好多人啊, 病得医治,
many people were healed.
鬼也被赶出来,
and he cast out demons.
第八节, 那一城就大有欢喜啊,
and there was great joy in that city.
但是圣灵就感动他, 到旷野去,
but then the Holy Spirit moved him and commanded him to go to the desert.
菲利也不晓得为什么要去,
Philip did not know why he had to go to the desert.
神要拣选这个安提阿伯的太监,
but it was because God was going to choose this eunuch.
所以我们刚刚读27节,不料有一个安提阿伯人,
and so in verse 27 it tells us that it just so happens that he met this eunuch.
这个不料其实是神的安排,
but this is due to God's arrangement.
因为个安提阿伯太监刚好从那里过, 腓力就来了,
as this eunuch began his journey, Philip met him.
所以一个人如果对神有渴慕的心呢, 神就会安排很多的方法, 啊, 让他有机会, 啊, 来追求道理。
When a person is poor in spirit and wants to find God, God will put, let him meet many persons to let him find God.
所以这个腓力就靠近他。
So Philip approached him.
29节,
verse 29.
圣灵对腓力说, 你去贴近那个车子走。
The Holy Spirit told Philip, go to that chariot.
30节,
30.
腓力就 听见他念先知以赛亚书,
so Philip heard the man reading Isaiah.
哦, 你想那个马车在走啊, 颠簸一直在动,
imagine the rough ride on the chariot, and he was reading.
所以他要念以赛亚书, 这不简单啊,
it is difficult to read the book of Isaiah.
所以这个代表他的心啊, 真的很贫穷, 他渴慕神的话,
but he really felt poor in spirit. He longed for the words of God.
所以在路上他在念以赛亚书,
so even on his way to worship, he was reading the book.
真的有时候我们啊, 每一个书啊, 念来念去, 念来念去, 报纸看来看去, 你到最后会发现, 只有神的话带有生命。
After you read many books or newspapers, you might discover that only the word of God is living.
真的只有神的话, 啊, 是灵, 是生命。
Only the word of God is spirit and the truth.
当我们有这个觉悟, 我们才会在生活当中啊, 想要找时间啊, 来读圣经。
And when we realize this fact, then we will find time to read the Bible.
那这就是我们信仰开始进步的一个时候。
And that would be the beginning of the growth of our faith.
因为我们虚心, 我们渴慕, 我们就会得着。
When we're poor in spirit, we will seek and we will find.
然后三十节下半句,
verse 30.
啊, 那腓力就问他,
Philip asked him,
说你所念的你明白吗?
Do you understand what you're reading?
啊, 这是一个非常直接的问题。
And it's a very direct question.
他是一个总管银库的太监。
This eunuch was the in charge of the treasury.
但是31节他怎么回答呢?
But 31, how did he answer?
他说没有人指教我, 我怎么能够明白呢?
He said, how can I, unless someone explains it to me?
这一句话就代表他的谦卑。
This shows how humble he was.
因为愿意在别人面前承认我们的无知, 这个是不简单的。
It is not easy to admit that your ignorance.
所以这个太监说没有人教我怎么明白呢?
This eunuch said, how can I understand?
因为他的心有这个虚心, 有这种贫乏, 所以神就开他的心, 他就能够听得懂神的话。
And because he felt poor in spirit and because he felt lacking, God showed him the way.
所以有时候我们看到这个慕道者, 第一次来祷告, 就开始感动流眼泪, 就 听到了就很感动。
We have seen true seekers who come to the church for the first time, and they're touched by the words of God and are moved to tears.
常常是因为很虚心, 很谦卑。
It was because they were humble and were poor in spirit.
但是有的人来了很久, 怎么听就听不出来, 怎么听就不会受感动。
Still, there were others who come to church for many times and they feel nothing.
因为这个常常心里面有东西。
Because their heart is filled with other things.
没有办法 空掉虚心,
they cannot empty their hearts and be poor in spirit.
有的是世上的教育,
many people are filled with their education.
我受世界上这么高的教育,
they feel that they have learned many things in the world.
我相信我的理性,
they believe in they have their set of beliefs.
所以要把神从天上拉下来, 像解剖台那个实验室这样来分析解剖,
so they would have to analyze God to figure him out.
结果他的理性变成他追求神的一个,
but then this knowledge will become their stumbling block.
所以圣经说, 你不如变成贫穷好, 变成愚拙好, 变成有智慧。
Instead, the Bible teaches us to be foolish and to be poor so that we can receive true wisdom.
那有的人啊，就是啊，因为在社会上很受尊重。
There are also others who are respected in the world.
所以他来到教会，他没有办法虚心。
And they cannot become poor in church.
那跪不下来，我跟谁跪
？They cannot kneel because they refuse to kneel to anyone, including God.
但是有的人一跪下来，他就得圣灵。
But there are people who willingly kneel down to pray, and they will receive the Holy Spirit.
所以这个下跪就是代表我们的虚心。
To kneel down is to show our humility.
那这是要进到神的国的一个开始。
This is how we can begin to enter the kingdom of heaven.
好，那有的人啊，是因为社会上有成就，能力很强。
So others are talented in the world.
所以觉得这个信仰是软弱的人才需要。
They feel that faith, religion is a crutch of the weak.
我在世界上这么成功，这个代表我有某种的权柄的能力。
They feel that they're successful because they can do many things.
但是等到一个人发现生病了。
But when we become sick,
或者说孩子没有办法教啊。
Or if your children are out of control.
或者事业上没有办法控制。
Or we lose our business.
忽然间我们发现我们人是有限的。
Then we realize that we cannot do.
那我们人就开始虚心下来。
Then we become poor in spirit.
那信仰就开始进步了。
Then we can begin to grow in faith.
所以这个安提阿波的太监说，没有人指教我，我怎么明白呢？
So this eunuch said, how can I understand unless someone explains it to me?
31节，下半句。
31。
于是请腓力上车与他同坐。
So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him.
腓力在旷野走，满身都是灰尘。
Philip was walking by himself in the desert. He was dirty.
那这个太监呢，坐在马车上，这个马车一定是状况很好，因为他是总管银库的。
And the eunuch's chariot must have been very were luxurious.
所以他就请他上车，这个本身就不简单。
But the eunuch invited Philip up to the chariot.
请个很卑微、满身是泥土的人上到车，为着要听他讲道。
He invited this lowly, dirty preacher to his chariot.
所以你看，主耶稣在讲道理，非常有权柄。
When Jesus preached, his words had power.
大家很惊讶，今天这个是谁
？And the people who listened were amazed.
忽然发现说，他的爸爸就是我们街头那个木匠。
Then they realized that Jesus Christ was the son of a carpenter.
他再也听不下去。
Then they refused to listen to him.
因为当时这个文士法利赛人是被人尊重的。
Because in those days, only the teachers of the law and the Pharisees were respected.
怎么能够听一个木匠的儿子讲道？
How can someone listen to the words of a carpenter?
所以他没有办法进到神的国。
And so many people could not enter the kingdom of heaven.
因为他在社会的身份地位使他没有办法虚心。
Because their social status makes it hard for them to be poor in spirit.
但是这个太监把腓力请上车，结果腓力就跟他解释了。
But when this eunuch invited Philip to sit with him, Philip explained the truth to him.
我们看35节。
For 35.
腓力就开口从这个经上对他讲耶稣。
And Philip began with that very passage and told him the good news about Jesus.
36节，遇到水多的地方，他就想洗礼。
When they came to water,The eunuch said, I want to be baptized.
38节就给他洗礼。
And 38, Philip baptized him.
他就得到神的国了。
And this eunuch received the kingdom of heaven.
所以今天我们要得到神的国，一个入门，第一点就是虚心。
So the first step we must take to enter the kingdom of heaven is to become poor in spirit.
所以我们常常发现，我们在信仰的追求最困难的不是神。
So the most difficult thing in believing in God is not God Himself.
我们常常讲啊，神这么伟大，我祷告神怎么要听呢
？We often claim, "Well, God is so great. How could He listen to my prayer?"
所以把这个困难放在神的身上。
Then we claim to make it difficult for God.
其实不是。
But that's not true.
我们今天信仰要有体验，要得神恩典，最困难是我们本身。
It is difficult to experience God because of ourselves.
就是我们的心能不能改变，愿意不愿意改变。
The key is whether or not we are willing to change our heart.
很明显，一个人开始虚心，信仰就开始有体验。
It is obvious when a person becomes poor in spirit and are willing to pursue, then they will experience their faith.
他完全倒空，神就完全的充满。
When they completely empty their hearts, God will fill it up completely.
他如果完全舍弃自己，神就完全带领他。
If they completely give themselves up, then God will always take care of them.
所以信仰的困难在乎我们人要怎么改变自己的心。
So whether or not we can grow in faith depends on our heart.
心改变了。
Can we change our hearts?
你就发现神是活的。
When we can change our heart, then we will find that God is living.
神的恩典是丰盛的。
And God's grace is abundant.
心如果没有改变。
But if we do not change our heart,
神在哪里？
Then you will ask, where is God?
我看不到。
I cannot see him.
我体验不到。
I cannot experience him.
神的恩典在哪里？
Where is the blessing of God?
我体验不到。
I cannot experience him.
因为心没有改变。
And that's because our heart have not changed.
所以这个八福讲的这个福气，最难的不是神愿意不愿意赐福，是我们愿意不愿意改变。
So the Beatitude teaches us that the hard part is not whether or not God wants to bless us, but whether or not we want to change.
所以谁是硬心的人？
Who is stubborn?
就是听到道理不愿意改变，就是硬心。
It is those who hear the truth but refuse to change.
但每一个听到道理愿意改变他的内心的人，信仰都一直在成长。
But anyone who are willing to change will grow in their faith.
真的硬心的原来是我们自己。
Those who are stubborn are ourselves.
所以我们在信仰的追求上要求神真的帮助我们改变我们的心。
So if we want to grow in faith, let us ask God to change our heart.
好，那这个最后一幅，
我
们再回来。第五章。
Let us turn back to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
第十节。
Verse 10.
为义受逼迫的有福了。
Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness.
这个第一福虚心啊，这是我们想要得到天国。
The first blessing means it teaches us what to do if we want to receive the kingdom of heaven.
但是到了最后一福。And, 这个是最难的。
But this last blessing is the most difficult.
但是这个也是我们信耶稣需要有的。
But this is also a blessing we must have.
就是要为义受逼迫。
To be persecuted because of righteousness.
我们上次有查考过这个义有两个意思。
We studied the two meanings of righteousness.
第一个义就是对的事情。
First, righteousness means what is right, what is correct.
而且特别是在神认为对的事情。
It is what is right in the eyes of God.
如果为着神认为对的事情而受逼迫，这个是福气。
It is a blessing to be persecuted when we do what is right in the eyes of God.
受逼迫本身是一种受苦。
To be persecuted is a suffering.
所以我们看主耶稣没有对进天国的这个他的 criteria 和这个他的那个进天国的条件主耶稣没有打折扣。
Jesus does not discount the criteria to enter the kingdom of heaven.
因为天国是太好了。
Because the heavenly kingdom is so wonderful.
好到你在地上任何一个好都没有办法比较。
It's more wonderful than anything we can imagine in the world.
这个好是主耶稣用他的宝血铺一条路出来的。
And we can get there only through the blood of Jesus Christ.
这个宝血就是他的生命。
And this blood is the life of Jesus Christ.
那现在，我们本身要得到这个天国，要有代价。
So if we want to receive this kingdom, then we must also pay a price.
所以我们信耶稣刚刚开始我们都是在讲从神要得到什么。
When we first believe, we learn how to receive God's blessings.
这个是信仰的开始。
That is the beginning of our faith.
但是信仰要进到最高点了。
But in order to reach the pinnacle of our faith,
神的要求是你要为我舍弃什么。
God requires us to give up something for him.
要付代价。
He requires us to pay a price.
这个很难。
And that is hard.
所以为什么有的人天国很好他走不完。
We know that heaven is good, but many people cannot finish this journey to heaven.
因为他只想从神得到好处，但是他不愿意为天国付代价。
Because often we want to receive something from God, but we do not want to pay a price in return.
天国就走不下去了。
Then we cannot truly enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以一个人要得到天国，要有付代价的决心。
If we want to inherit the kingdom of heaven, we must be willing to pay a price.
诸位，如果你在公司一个年的年薪十万
，Suppose you earn $100,000 in your job，
请问你要付什么代价
？What kind of price do you pay for that salary？
礼拜一到礼拜五一定要上班。
You probably have to work Monday through Friday。
而且责任相当的重。
And you must do many things at work。
这样，五十二个礼拜天天做，你得到十万。
So after 52 weeks of labor, you earn $100,000.
但是我们人常常觉得说，天国就是我相信自然就得到，我不需要付什么。
Yet at the same time, we feel that as long as we believe, then we have the heavenly kingdom.
你在公司要得到十万块，你要投入这么多，但是要得到天国，我们常常不愿意付出。
In order to earn just $100,000, you have to pay a great price in your effort and energy, but we are not willing to pay anything for the kingdom of heaven.
神的恩典，天国的福分，难道是十万、一百万能够买得吗？
Is the blessing of God, is the heavenly kingdom any less valuable than $100,000 or $1,000,000?
圣经说那是好的无比的无比的。
The Bible tells us that it is wonderful beyond compare.
如果天国是这么好，
If the heavenly kingdom is so wonderful,
那么为着进到天国，我们什么都可以舍弃。
Then for the sake of that kingdom, we should be willing to give up anything.
所以为对的事情来受苦，才能够得到天国。
And in order to receive the kingdom of heaven, we must be willing to be persecuted for righteousness.
好，我们现在看对的事情是什么。
So righteousness, what is right?
第一个
First,
要离开罪恶。
We must depart from sin.
这个很难。
It is hard.
如果我们要进入天国，
If we want to enter the kingdom of heaven,
要把罪一刀两断砍断。
We must cut ourselves off from sin.
这常常会很孤立。
And then we become lonely.
因为世界上人的生活方式大部分都活在罪里面。
Because the majority of the people in the world live in sin.
包括他的娱乐也在罪里面。
And how they entertain themselves.
包括他得利的方式也在罪里面。
And how they earn, how they have financial gain.
包括他的婚姻有的也在罪里面。
And how they have their marriage life is made in sin.
那今天我们要进到天国。
In order to enter the kingdom of
heaven, 凡是跟圣经讲不同的，全部要砍断。
We must cut ourselves off from anything that is different or opposite of what the Bible teaches.
这个代价我们能付出吗？
Can we pay that price?
非常难。
It is hard.
所以神的天国是不打折扣的。
And there is no other way to enter the kingdom of heaven.
你看有的很好的东西 on sale, 大家去买。
Some many things might be on sale.
天国的救恩是没有 on sale 的。
But the salvation of heavenly kingdom is never on sale.
应该付的代价要付出去。
There is one price that we must pay, and that is the only price.
所以有一次我们到一个地方去。
I went to one place.
一个两个慕道者来。
And we met two truth seekers.
就都得圣灵。
They both received the Holy Spirit.
要洗礼。
And they wanted to be baptized.
后来他发现他这个两个是同居啊，他不是夫妻，他们本来有自己先生跟太太。
Oh, but then we found that they were living together, but they were not married.
天国是要付代价的。
And so if they wanted to enter the kingdom of heaven, they must pay a price.
如果你要进入天国，
if you want to enter the kingdom of heaven,
你这种生活方式是罪。
But you cannot continue to live in this life of sin.
不可以同居。
You cannot cohabitate without marriage. And they must be reconciled with their spouse.
你能够做到吗？
And we ask them, can you do it?
这个叫做为义受苦。
This is to suffer because of righteousness.
这是一个例子。
This is one example.
第二个，
Second,
所谓为义这个对的事情就是要舍掉自我。
And to be persecuted because of righteousness is to give up ourselves.
有时候我们人最强调的就是我们自己。
We care about ourselves the most.
我们为着防卫自己的利益，有时候连生命都可以牺牲。
We will be willing to give up anything, even our lives, for our own benefit.
但是主耶稣怎么讲？
But what did Jesus Christ teach us?
我们看马可福音第八章。
Mark chapter 8.
马可福音第八章三十四节。
Mark chapter 8 verse 34.
于是叫众人跟门徒来，对他们的说，若有人要跟从我，就应当舍己，背十字架来跟从我。这里主耶稣说，如果人要跟从我，
If anyone will come after me,
有一个条件，
There is one criteria.
要舍己，背十字架来跟从我。
He must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
舍掉自我。
To deny himself.
这是一种痛苦。
That is a suffering.
但这是一种过程。
That is a process.
然后经历过这个过程，我们就可以完全感受到神跟我们同在。
It is a process through which we can feel God's abidance.
我们在世界上常常在想，我要做什么。
Every day we think, what do I want to do?
我的计划，我的荣耀。
We think about our plans and our glory.
但是一个人要走天国路。
But in order to enter the kingdom of heaven,
神要我做什么。
We must think, what does God want me to do?
这个常常是很困难的。
And that is hard.
比方说，
For example,
如果我们有一个工作，
You have a job.
你要礼拜六要上班。
But you must work on Saturday.
但配很高。
But the job pays well.
但是另外一个工作,
you have another job opportunity.
礼拜六不要上班。
And that doesn't require to work on Saturday.
你会选择什么工作?
Which one do you pick?
这个就是一个征战啊。
That is a struggle.
主耶稣说你要舍己背十字架跟从我。
Jesus said, you must deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me.
什么叫舍己?
What does it mean to deny yourself?
就是主耶稣要我怎么做,我就怎么做。
It is to do what Jesus Christ wants you to do.
而不是用薪水的高低来决定我要做什么工作。
And not to decide based on how much money we make.
那这是另外一种的价值观。
This is a different set of values.
啊，是根据神的话的一种价值观。
It is a set of values that comes from the Word of God.
所以你会受苦。
Then you will suffer.
你有时候没有办法被人了解。
And people might not even understand you.
甚至你的家人没有办法了解。
Including your own family.
哦，所以会受苦。
And you will suffer.
哦，那这个叫做为义受苦。
Then when you suffer for this reason, then you are persecuted because of righteousness.
那这样我们就可以得到神的果，才会真的进到我们里面。
But if you're willing to do that, then you will enter the kingdom of heaven.
那这个天国的所谓要舍己啊，要受最后的困难是什么？
And what is another difficulty in entering the kingdom of heaven?
我们看马可福音第八章
，Mark chapter 8,
三十五节
，verse 35。
凡要救自己生命的必要丧掉生命，为我跟福音丧掉生命的必要得救的生命。
For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me and for the gospel will save it.
到最后啊，所谓受苦最后就是愿意为主耶稣付出生命。
The result of suffering is to be willing to give up our lives for Jesus Christ.
所以受逼迫到最后就是为主殉道。
The result of persecution may be to die for Christ.
所以我们看圣经里面很多的古圣徒。
There are many saints recorded in the Bible.
彼得怎么死的？
And how did they die?
殉道。
He died, he martyred for Christ.
约翰怎么死的？
How did John die?
殉道。
For the Lord.
保罗怎么死的？
How did Paul die?
殉道。
He died for the Lord.
所以信仰到最后一个阶段，就是为着他所信的主耶稣牺牲的生命。
In the end of their lives, they were willing to die for what they believe in.
但是他们在天国的赏赐是大的。
And their blessing in the kingdom of heaven is great.
所以要得到神的国，要预备付出代价。
And if we want to receive the kingdom of heaven, we must be prepared to pay a price.
我们看路加福音十四章。
Let's read Luke chapter 14.
路加福音十四章。
Luke chapter 14.
从十五节开始。
Verse 15.
这里在提到救恩好像一个筵席。
Here, Jesus Christ said, the heavenly kingdom is like a feast.
十五节。
Verse 15.
从其有一个听见这个话对耶稣说，在神的国里吃饭的有福了。
When one of those at the table with him heard this, he said to Jesus, blessed is the man who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God.
神的国，吃饭的有福了。
It is a blessing to be in a feast in the kingdom of God.
那这里所说的这个吃饭啊，宴席啊，不是真的是肉吃这物质的东西啊。
This feast is not eating the food of earth.
是属灵的。
Right, it's a spiritual feast.
所以我们来聚会联恩会，这个就是神的属灵的宴席。
We come to worship when we attend a spiritual convocation. We come to a feast in the kingdom of God.
三种人被认为很有福气。
There are three type of person who are blessed.
但是到最后，他舍不掉他的福气。他都没有办法得到这个天国。
But in this parable, none of them received the blessing.
第一个
，first，
十八节
，in verse 18，
我买一块地，我要去看。
Verse 18, the first said, "I just bought a field."
就是很富有，因为他有一块地。
He was wealthy. He was a purchased property.
所以他就请我吃了。
And so he said, "Please excuse me."
他得不到天国。
And he did not receive the kingdom of God.
因为他舍不掉那一块地。
Because he could not give up his property.
另外一个
，another，
我有五对牛。
Verse 19, it says, "I just bought 5 yoke of oxen."
那个时候是农业社会啊。
At that time, people earn a living by farming.
五对牛就是事业做得很大。
So to have 5 yoke of oxen means he was doing well in business.
这个也是一般人认为的福气。
It is also ablessing in the world.
哦，你事业这么大。
People respect you if you do well in business.
但是他说我太忙，我不能去。
So this person said, "I'm too busy. Please excuse me."
结果他也得不到天国。
So this person did not receive the kingdom of heaven.
因为他没有办法把天国 看比事业重要。
Because he could not give up his career for God.
第三个
，Third，
我刚刚娶妻
，I just got married，
家庭很幸福。
He had want to enjoy family life.
家庭幸福本来是好的
，It is a blessing。
但是不能够把天国看得比家庭还重要。
But the heavenly kingdom is more important than our marriage.
所以他就没有办法得到天国。
So this person too did not receive the kingdom of
heaven. 所以可见一个人要得到天国，要把为有一个决心，为着天国，我们愿意牺牲。
If we want to enter the kingdom of heaven, we must be willing to give up all these things.
有时候受苦。
And we must suffer.
那这样我们才可以得到天国。
Then we will receive.
所以这是最大的福气。
This is the greatest blessing.
但是也是最难的。
It is also the most difficult to receive.
常常求神帮助我们。
Let us ask God to help us.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing him.
339。
Hymn 339。
我们最后要来祷告。
We will kneel down and pray together.
根据圣经啊，有一种祷告叫做圣灵的祷告。
The Bible tells us that there is a prayer of the Holy Spirit.
当我们祷告的时候，神的灵会浇灌在我们身上。
When we kneel down to pray, God will pour out His Spirit into our heart.
非常有能力，会感动我们讲一种听不懂的话叫说方言。
And His Spirit is a spirit of power, and His Spirit will move us to pray in a tongue that we cannot understand.
那这个说方言是对神说的，不是对人说的。
And when we pray in tongues, we speak to God and not to others.
但是在讲说各样的奥秘。
But in the spirit, we are speaking in about all mysteries.
那一旦我们领受圣灵，祷告很有力量。
When we pray in the spirit, when we receive the Holy Spirit, we receive power.
那圣灵充满我们，充满神的爱。
And when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, then we are filled with the love of God.
有时候很感动，你会流眼泪。
Often we're moved to tears.
圣灵充满我们，人就有力量来改变我们自己。
When the Holy Spirit fills our heart, then we will have the power to change our lives.
是我们来承受这个 buff.
So that we can receive the 8 blessings.
是我们现在一起来祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray together.
我们祷告第一句话念奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
We begin our prayer by saying in the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
接下去重复念哈利路亚赞美耶稣。
Then all we need to say in prayer is hallelujah, praise the Lord.
神是一个灵。
God is spirit.
所以最重要我们要用心来拜祂。
The most important thing we can do is to worship him in with our heart and our spirit.
预备好了，我们就可以体会到神就在这里。
And when we prepare our heart to receive him, we will experience that he is here.
圣灵会浇灌我们。
And the Holy Spirit will also enter your heart.
我们现在一起来祷告，结束我们早上的聚会。
Let us kneel down to pray to conclude our morning service.
一起来祈祷。
Let's pray.